This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. Inaugurating Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida this morning, Mr. Modi said disruption did not distract the country. Instead, the country finds new directions and new opportunities within those circumstances. He said amidst these disruptions, today India is strengthening the foundation for the coming decades, and in this lies the country's resolve, the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on making India and aims to make chips to ships in the country. Today marks the 11th anniversary of the Make in India initiative, celebrating its transformative impact on India's economic landscape and entrepreneurial ecosystem. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Make in India initiative was launched with a vision to add momentum to India's growth and tap into our country's entrepreneurial potential. Mr. Modi added that Make in India has contributed to furthering economic strength and laying the foundation for self-reliance and has encouraged innovation and job creation across sectors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today felicitated sanitation workers as part of the Swachhta Hi Seva campaign at Army headquarters in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Singh said that the way Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has reached every person in the country in the form of a revolution is amazing. He added that the nation is celebrating Swachhta Divas today as part of that revolution. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reductions in handicrafts sector to cut down the expenses of traders, artisans and consumers. The government has slashed tax rates from 12% to 5% on statues made of wood, stone and metals. The tax cuts also include items like paintings, handcrafted candles, wood-carved products and kitchenware of clay and terracotta. Similarly, the tax rates on handbags and shopping bags made up of cotton and jute has been brought down to 5% from earlier 12% slab. Talking to media, tax expert Dilip Bait said that the reduced GST rates on handicrafts will help in the growth of the Indian market. India has carried out a successful launch of the intermediate-range Agni Prime missile from a rail-based mobile launcher system. This next-generation missile is designed to cover a range of up to 2,000 kilometers and is equipped with various advanced features. The first of its kind launch carried out from specially designed rail-based mobile launcher which can move on the rail network without any preconditions, allowing the user to have a cross-country mobility and launch within a short reaction time with reduced visibility. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, participated as the chief guest in the inaugural session of the third edition of the Bharat Defence Conclave held in New Delhi today, delivering the keynote address on emerging technologies transforming geopolitics and new tactics for future warfare. The governor observed that in pursuit of national interest and security, nations are increasingly entering into treaties and alliances while simultaneously enhancing their defense capabilities to create deterrence and avoid conflict. He said that with India's foreign policy evolving from non-alignment to multi-alignment, alliances are now chosen strictly based on national interest rather than external influences. Particular emphasis was placed on the Vibrant Villages program, a centrally sponsored scheme targeting the northern borders of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Ladakh. The governor said this initiative is not only accelerating infrastructure, education, health, communication and housing in sensitive border areas, but is also reversing migration trends. In Leh, the situation is under control and no untoward incident has been reported since morning. Businesses and educational institutions are closed owing to imposition of restrictions. Traffic is off the roads and restrictions on the movement of vehicles are in place at various locations. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, chaired a high-level security review meeting to assess the emerging situation across Ladakh, emphasizing the need for heightened vigilance, seamless inter-agency coordination and proactive measures to safeguard peace, security and public order across the UT. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.